WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Duck Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station.
River City's weather. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 52. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 60. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast skies. And that's all your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 69.
You're listening to Beaver Men's Hockey on WMIS-FM Black Duck Bemidji and translators W300BP 107.9 Grand Rapids and K237FJ 95.3 Thief River Falls and on 94.5 KPMI-FM Bedette.
Welcome to the Sanford Center and the 17th Annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. Hard to believe another season of Beaver hockey is underway. The men's hockey team will open up on Sunday, an exhibition game at Minnesota, and then the icebreaker coming up the following Friday and Saturday against Wisconsin and Army. We will hear from every one of our Beaver men's hockey student-athletes throughout the course of the next hour, get to know them a little bit better as the season is again upon us. Coaching staff with us on stage right now, Tom Saratori. 17 years you've been having a spaghetti dinner, Tom. That's quite honestly hard to fathom that it's been that long already, but what an event this has evolved into.
Testing.
Trust me, they all worked at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll share this one. We'll figure that out during the break.
Test.
Tom, hard to believe that
this one's working.
17 seasons of the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner. It's hard to fathom.
Well, the spaghetti dinner, again, 17 years, and we've had this at, I think, three different locations over the course of the 17 years, and it's just a great time. The fans love it. The players enjoy it, and it just gives the fans, again, they can get to meet the players personally, and they're looking at them and mask on their helmet, and it's just a different set of ground rules.
Tom is season 18, 19, 20, you're past two decades now. Does the season opener get any less exciting?
I got the same kind of excitement and enthusiasm I had 23 years ago. Actually, I think I'm probably more excited now than I was when I was younger. I really enjoy it. And I think a lot of it is just experience. Every year has different challenges, but it's always exciting. You're always optimistic about your group. We all feel that we're all going to go undefeated and we're going to have the greatest year in the history of the world, but all 60 teams think that way. I can't wait for the season to start. And I think a lot of it is all predicated on your team. And I'll say this, and I've told these guys, this is a great bunch of guys. It's a great group. We've got a great leadership group, and I don't care, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, it doesn't matter. That's what makes it fun coming to the rink when you got good people.
The NCAA has allowed for an extra coach now on coaching staffs in Division I. Mike Gibbons also finally retired permanently after retiring once and coming back. But what has some fresh blood and some fresh ideas done to the coaching staff?
It's always, you know what, fresh blood, new people, it's great. There's always going to be turnover. There's turnover in players. You know, players graduate, new players come in. You're going to miss some of the guys that left, but you're going to be obviously excited about guys who are coming in. You're going to be excited about players who become sophomores, become juniors. It doesn't matter because they're not the same player they were last year. They're a different player because they're a year older. And same thing with coaches, but change is part of life, Schultzy. And having young, fresh blood, it's good for me. It's good for the program. These guys are cutting their teeth. They're getting experience. Eventually, they're going to move on elsewhere too. But that's the way it is, and that's any job, but especially in the coaching world.
Travis, as a player and a coach now, opening week doesn't get any more or less exciting, does it? It's always something to be looking forward to, and you mark the date on the calendar, don't you?
Yeah, and as a coach, I think the exciting part is to see some of the new faces and how they adjust to the college game, and then the steps that your returning players have, because you always kind of have an idea, you know, of where guys are going to be at, but there's always players that surprise you, and kind of that unknown is what excites a coach at the beginning of the season, and just kind of where your team's at and where your team's going to fit in. We have kind of an idea, but until you start playing, that's when you really find out.
What's the first thing that you've noticed about this year's team in those first few practice sessions that you guys have had?
Well, just to kind of carry on with what Tom was saying, the group. I mean, it's an awesome group to be around. They're very coachable. They work hard. I think our team speed is really good. They're a joy to be around, and they make it fun to come to the rink. And, you know, you can hang your hat on with this group is their coachability and their character and their compete level. And you start there, and you can get places.
On to the new coaches up here. It's ironic the veterans all decided to sit together and make all the newbies sit together. But Andrew McGarrah, big Bemidji State welcome from the fans to Andrew. An assistant coach in charge of recruiting, was last with the Fargo Force. Andrew, what intrigued you the most about coming to BSU?
You know, I was fired up to be invited to interview and go through that process here with all the tradition and history and pedigree that comes with Bemidji State hockey and with the area up here itself. In the hockey world, it's very highly respected and always talked about, and, you know, in the highest level of respect.
So your job with Fargo was to go identify high school age players. Your job now is to go find junior age players. The job really doesn't change a whole lot. It's just guys a few years older, right?
Yeah, that's about it. Just going out and identifying the talent, the difference makers, and trying to project how they'll fit in now with Bemidji State and how they are going to be as a Beaver in a few years.
As you are evaluating players, when you're out watching them play, how much of it is stats driven? It's hard data that you can compare with other players. How much of it is just, you know what, that dude's a hockey player?
You know, like everything, it's a combination of both. And a lot of times you see a player first and you like them, you like the way they play, and as you said, they're just a hockey player. And then you back it up with their hard data and their analytics, and you kind of go from there. And occasionally you get a phone call on a kid that's got great numbers, and then you need to go find it in the reverse order, right? But it's always a combination of both, and it's about finding the right kid that'll fit in here in Bemidji and in our hockey program.
Another newcomer is Brock Couts, was last with St. Cloud of the North American Hockey League. Brock, to me, the North American League has gotten substantially better in probably the last decade. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, just a lot of talent has gone into the North American Hockey League, and you know, there's been obviously a few teams that have joined it, but so many kids, I think, you know, desires to play junior hockey, and it's been great, obviously, to you know, showcase those talented players, but yeah, spent a decent amount of time in that league, and to see it kind of grow over the years from a player to a coach has been fun to watch.
What intrigued you about BSU?
Tom did. No, so just growing up in Minnesota, you know, I've never heard anybody say one bad thing about Bemidji. And, you know, just for me being in the state of hockey, and when I had the chance to meet with Tom and Travis, they took me out to lunch and kind of explained to me the new position. And, you know, for me, I think having the goalie background and playing a number of years and maybe playing college hockey might have helped too. But then also to coach in the North American Hockey League and kind of just continue to expand my skill set. So yeah, I'm extremely excited. I can't wait to watch these guys step on the ice and just kind of go to work with them every day.
Last member of the coaching staff, volunteer assistant coach and video coordinator, Joe Wegworth. Joe, these two guys have gotten to where you probably want to be. What is it about this job that intrigued you, and how do you plan on using this in the future going forward in the hockey world?
First of all, for me, I think just the ability to be under Tom's staff and meet guys like Brock, Andrew, and Travis was something that was really important to me. And obviously, this is my first job post hockey. Just good for me to be around hockey people and see how they operate. Like you said, I was fortunate enough to have some great experiences in hockey and meet some great people and do some great things. But I think the biggest part for me is I was excited to come here, and having played not too long ago and in a place where a lot of these guys want to get to is something that I'm hoping that they aren't afraid to come to me and ask, and I can be a resource in that sense for them. It's a long road to get there, and these guys are almost there, so it's exciting for them.
Tom, how do you plan to utilize that extra assistant coaching spot that the NCAA has allowed?
Well, I think we're all trying to figure that out. It's just weird how we've done things one way for, you know, a million years. And we never thought we were going to get another coach added. We never thought that. We've been trying to get GAs added with the NCAA, and they said no, where football could have 14, 15 coaches. It's like, we just wanted like a GA, you know what I mean? You know, give us 12 credits. You know, we'll have somebody go to school. And they said nope. And so obviously, again, just I think with a lot of the changes that are going on in college athletics right now, which is obviously it's crazy, where they added another coach and how we're going to utilize it. We're just going week by week, Schultzy. And, you know, the beauty of it is, though, but if we need two guys on the road, no problem. Get on the road. We, you know, one guy has to go here, one guy has to go there. We've got that flexibility. If we want to have the whole group together, we want to be with the team, we can do that. So I'm just going to make sure that, you know, we'll go week to week with this, because the one thing that changes, it changes snap of a finger week to week, whatever, from a recruiting, from coaching, you know, whatever it might be. So it's just nice to have these types of numbers, and it's good for, you know, it's best for the players. It's great for the players.
Every exhibition game, Tom, is a little different in what you want to accomplish, depending on, you know, is it the first game of the year? Last year was at New Year's. You know, you've already been playing a bunch. What do you want to accomplish this Sunday?
You know what? I was talking to Pat Micheletti today. He called me, and we were talking about that. I said, Mick, I've hardly thought about it. It's weird. Sunday's going to come awful fast, but I haven't really, you know, I haven't buried my head into it. But I want to win. I don't care if it's an exhibition game, but I'm not going to lose any sleep if we don't. But I think the biggest thing is I just want to be ready for Wisconsin on Friday. And that's just the biggest thing, is getting ready for Wisconsin. How do we do that? Everybody's got the same ground rules right now. We have 4 hours a week we can be with our guys. Saturday it starts. It's basically that's the first date that we can have extended time with our players. So everybody's living with the same ground rules. So are we going to look good on Sunday night? No. Is Minnesota going to look good? No. You know, the following weekend, are we going to have some holes? Yep. So is Wisconsin. So, again, we all have the same rules right there. We just want to make sure that we're ready to go the best that we possibly can. And I think the one beauty of us, we have some experience right now. And that's the biggest thing, is that you got to lean on your experience early. And because those guys have to show the young guys the way, but they're also, they're going to have to be foot soldiers on the ice for us. That's for sure.
Again, the season opens up Sunday, exhibition game, 6 o'clock at Minnesota, then the icebreaker here coming up the next weekend. Real quickly, Tom, this is something pretty darn special. Bemidji State hosting the icebreaker, isn't it?
It's awesome. And, again, it only happens once a year. Us in North Dakota are hosting it this year. And, no, it's something that, again, just tells you a little bit about our program and our fan base, our location, our facilities. There's a lot of things that go into hosting the icebreaker, and they changed it 2 years ago. It used to be at one, for everybody that doesn't know this, the icebreaker used to be, there used to be one host. And when you had one host, the afternoon game, there was like crickets in the stands, just parents. And, you know, the marquee game at night, there was obviously a good fan base. Well, then finally, you know, College Hockey, Inc. and the Commissioners Association thought this through and said, you know, maybe it might be smart to have two locations. Obviously, again, two buildings that obviously are going to have fan bases that are close apart. So last year, Air Force in Denver were co-hosts of the Icebreaker. Obviously, North Dakota and us this year because of the proximity from Grand Forks to Bemidji. So it's going to work great playing two different teams. We don't have that luxury like the East. The East is playing, you know, different teams on Fridays and Saturdays a lot. And I'm actually at times envious of that. I wish we could do that. But because of our, you know, geography in the West, we play the same teams Friday and Saturday. And that's, people, what makes, like, sweeping. You want to know how hard it is to sweep? When you play the same team two nights in a row, it is hard. Because, you know what? One team typically loses on Friday, and one team typically wins on Friday. And that team that loses on Friday, they're just chomping at the bit. And usually it's a pretty ugly video session Saturday morning from their coach. And it changes. But that's one reason. It's tough to sweep when you're playing the same team night in and night out.
Again, the Beavers open up on Sunday at Minnesota, an exhibition game starting at 6 o'clock. We'll hear from all of the senior class coming up next. Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here from the Sanford Center on the Beaver Radio Network.
What takes 1 second? A cannonball in Lake Bemidji? Nope. Selfie with Paul Bunyan? Try again. First National Bank Bemidji Digital Banking lets you control your account instantly. Lost your debit card? Deactivate it fast. Need to split a restaurant bill? Send money right from your phone. It's tech backed by people-first support. First National Bank Bemidji. Member FDIC.
Our family relies on the internet every day. We both work from home at times, so our Wi-Fi just has to be there. We learn with it, laugh with it, and count on it for all kinds of things in our home.
Your family depends on strong internet and Wi-Fi. That's why Paul Bunyan Communications provides fiber-fast internet and GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi to meet your needs every day. To learn more about your internet and Wi-Fi choices, visit paulbunyan.net.
If you're new to the Medicare landscape, it's easy to imagine making a mistake. It helps to have someone who understands Medicare on your side. Your local licensed Humana sales agent is here to answer your questions and help find a Medicare Advantage plan available in Bemidji, which may fit your needs. Call Alan Zutz at 218-444-0202 to schedule a meeting and learn more. Call a licensed sales agent. Call Alan Zutz at 218-444-0202 today. No obligation to enroll.
River City's weather. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 52. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 60. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast skies. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 69.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. I think we've been doing this format of the program for 8 or 9 years right now, and I know I've heard from a lot of the fans that they absolutely love it. The senior class is up here right now. We're going to start down on this end. Introduce themselves, where they're from, and what their major is.
Hello, my name is Jack Powell. I'm from Alexandria, Minnesota. I'm a defenseman, and my major is exercise science.
My name is Gavin Enright. I'm from Farmington, Minnesota. I'm a goalie and also exercise science.
My name is Eric Martin. I'm from Calgary, Alberta, in Canada. I'm a forward, and my major is also exercise science.
My name's Carter Jones. I'm from Spokane, Washington. I'm a forward, and I am in the master's program for business administration.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kyle Loft from Mankato, Minnesota. I'm a defenseman. I'm also in the business master's program.
I'm Jackson Judding. I'm from Savage, Minnesota. I'm a forward and entrepreneurship and management major.
Hi, my name is Austin Jopie. I'm from Duluth, Minnesota. I'm a forward, and I'm majoring in psychology and exercise science.
Start with Gavin. Farmington, Minnesota. Used to be on the middle of, I don't know, cornfield and hayfields, and now all of a sudden it's in the Twin Cities. But Gavin, as a goalie, you're not like a forward or a defenseman who can go and skate and, you know, do everything that a player does. You need somebody to be shooting at you in the summer. How do you train in the summer?
You just honestly text around for guys to shoot on you, because sometimes you just have a goalie coach. So you just beg guys to come shoot on you and hope they don't hit you in the head like they most of the time do. But
wear a helmet, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm fine. Yeah.
Jack, you were bitten by the injury bug early last year and just couldn't. Never seemed to get much traction going, but I hear through the grapevine that you are an avid fisherman. Where did your love for fishing come from?
Probably growing up, we lived on a lake, and my brother's a year and a half older than me, and we would just pretty much fish every day when we were younger.
How much time do you spend fishing here?
Usually if I have some free time at night or on the weekends, whenever I get time.
Hard water or open water? Which is your favorite?
I like both, but I like ice fishing a lot more. I've always been more of a winter guy.
Okay, I have to ask, do you skate out to your fishing hole?
I have before, not around here, because I don't think Toby would be too happy if I took my skates out of the locker room, but...
It's your old pair of skates, right?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Kyle, interviewed you earlier. It'll air on the pregame show on Sunday. 4 years just not enough for you, was it?
Nope. Nope.
2 years ago, that wacky ending in Mankato finished the year. Last year, go on the road, get swept in the first round. Do you feel like there's a little unfinished business?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, in the 4 years, we've been close to winning some championships. That's one of the reasons why I came back, is I feel like this group can. So we're looking forward to chasing that this year.
Carter, also 4 years not enough. Missed the first 11 games with an injury last year, but then you played in almost every game after that. You're a real versatile guy. That's not easy to do. Coach can plug you into the lineup anywhere. You can play with anyone. Doesn't seem to faze you whatsoever. What does it take to be that kind of a player where you can be plugged in into any hole?
Well, just growing up, I've kind of played all positions at forward, so I just kind of feel comfortable wherever I'm at. Wing or center doesn't necessarily matter.
Do you feel like there's unfinished business as well?
Yeah, just going off what Lufty said, through the 4 years, been able to play on some pretty good teams here, and we've been really close, and just think this group can do it.
Eric Martin also bitten by the injury bug last year. Played 24 games, then a season-ending injury. I would say it was one of the best starts to a season that you had had in your time here. How frustrating was that?
Yeah, it was tough just to sit up in the stands and have to watch games. I mean, just sweating up there every game, not being on the road with the boys. But no, it was difficult, but you know, just cheer the boys on, do everything I can even when I'm not playing.
When you're hurt and you know that's going to be it for the year, how do you stay connected with the guys? How do you stay connected with the team and still feel like you're a contributing factor to what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, just like going in the locker room before practice, after practice, just hanging out with the guys. I mean, there is like maybe a little bit of a disconnect for a bit at first, which was tough. But I mean, once I started to be able to work out again and be around the guys, it was a lot better and just made me feel a lot better even too.
Jackson Judding transferred here from Colorado College. I think there's always a little unknown whenever someone transfers. You don't know quite if it's going to be the right fit. How much more comfortable are you here in year two?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to be back with the same coaching staff and the new coaches as well. I think it was a really fun, good year last year, and kind of at the end of the season, looking forward to this year. It's like we're just really excited to get going again and try to win some championships this year and chase that.
Austin, you too are bitten by the injury bug a little bit. Looking back, you scored your first career goal at Northern Michigan. Every player gets their first career goal puck. Where is that puck right now?
I think it's in my dad's shelf in his closet. Great Christmas present.
I can go so many places with that answer. How difficult was it last year to be hurt, not to be able to really get things going?
Yeah, I mean, second year being hurt, so I think that year was a little bit harder for me because coming in I was pretty excited to get going, but the guys obviously made it a little better, and then I also had something to look forward to outside of hockey as well, so that was pretty exciting.
How much did you rely on your teammates to cheer you up when you needed it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sitting out a full year is never what you want to do, so every time you come to the rink, somebody put a smile on your face or put a smile on their face is anything you can ask for.
Kyle, last question for the senior class. Something happened to you last year I don't know if I've ever seen before. In Mankato, you were named as one of the three stars. Your family was there. How special was that night?
Yeah, very special. Family's been a big part of my life. Even my grandpa made it up tonight, which is cool.
Grandpa, give a wave.
So, yeah, I mean, just friends, family, the community, they've always supported me. Obviously, doing it for the Beavers was cool, too. And, you know, very special moment, something that you can't really explain. The
support. I don't know if I've ever seen it before on the road.
Yeah, it was a special feeling, still is. Something I'll never forget. Really cool to have all the support that I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, your senior class. Take a break, come back, visit with the junior class coming up to Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see Acme Tools for full disclaimer. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Kegan Cork is the home of the half-off apps and taps happy hour. You're invited to the First Irish Pub on the Mississippi Monday through Saturday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. for half-off appetizers and tap beers. Plus, enjoy lunch or dinner at Kegan Cork 2, featuring fantastic sandwiches like Keg's famous Reuben, great burgers, and delicious homemade soups. Your home for half-off apps and taps happy hour. Come for a while and leave with a smile. Kegan Cork, downtown Bemidji.
A six-pack in the fridge isn't enough when you've got a whole squad coming over after the game. Do your game prep at First City Liquor on Paul Bunyan Drive Northwest or Lakeview Liquor on Lake Bemidji's South Shore. And stock up with coolers and coolers full of all your team favorites from Bemidji's largest off-sale selection of beer, wine, and liquor. Get heads-up coaching wherever you are. Text CHEERS to 218-444-1037. And great deals are just a text away. From Lakeview Liquor on the South Shore Lakeside and First City Liquor on Paul Bunyan Drive Northwest.
River City's weather.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 52. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 60. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast skies. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 69.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner. Beaver men's hockey team will open up their season this coming Sunday. An exhibition game at Minnesota begins at 6. Our Corner Bar pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network will start at 5:30. Junior class is up with us. Start here with introductions and what all these guys' majors is.
I'm Jacob Lewandowski. I'm from Poland. I study business and I'm a forward.
Will Magnuson from Chaska, Minnesota. I'm a defenseman and a finance major.
Jiri Väisänen, forward from Espoo, Finland. I'm a business major.
Dante Lawson from Taconite, Minnesota. I'm a forward and criminal justice, my major.
Matias Scholl from Hermosa Beach, California. I'm a business marketing major, and I play a goaltender.
I'm Alexander Lundman. I'm from Norrköping, Sweden.
I'm a forward, and I'm a business major.
I'm Tony Fulmer from O'Fallon, Missouri, and I'm a defenseman, and I am a business finance major.
Tony, we'll start with you. Fifth on the team last year in blocked shots with 43. Start with, do you like blocking shots, or is it just something you know you have to do if you want to play?
No, I like it.
Have you always liked it, or was there a coach that convinced you that you are going to like it and you are going to do it?
No, I mean, you love, like, blocking shots for your team, and I'm sure it gets the guys fired up when you get a big block. So I think Mo always liked it.
Will, you were one of seven players to play every game last year. How much pride do you take in being available to play every single night?
Yeah, I think it's a big, important piece to be able to ready to play, and yeah, I was thankful I wasn't injured.
A little trivia here. Does anybody else know who the other seven were? Played every single game? Leighton Rode, Elias Rosen, Wills Mullick, Yuri Vaisanen, Caden Pickering, Kyle Loft, Will Magnuson. Those seven played an awful lot of minutes last year. Dante, yes, I am putting you completely on the spot here. In your opinion, who is the most famous player to ever play for Greenway?
There's a lot of names. I could start with Coach.
Good answer. TS, he can play on Sunday.
I'll probably have to say... I guess from me being born in 2000, I'd have to say Gino Guyer, Andy Sertich for me.
Raise your hands here in the crowd. How many of you have been in that rink? Fair number of you, yeah. To think of the people that have played in that rink and the just unbelievably talented people. How do you explain that, Dante? Little town, actually several little towns all combined together, but what is it that's made Greenway hockey so darn special?
I think it might just be something in the water. I don't know. I mean, all the small towns, we bond kind of just like the Bemidji community, I guess. It's not the biggest town, but we're all a tight-knit group, kind of. And, yeah, I don't know.
Erie, plus-minus isn't a stat that is real important anymore. Back in the day, it used to be a measuring stick of what kind of a player you were. Now there's lots of other ways that you can tell if a player is a good two-way player. But as a freshman, you were a minus five. Last year, you were second on the team, plus five. What made that difference of being a better two-way player, giving up fewer goals, having your line mate score more?
No, I mean, you try to do every game is to score more than you give up, but there's so many factors that go into that, and I'm only one of five players on the ice, so it's pretty hard to say.
Being a plus is a lot better than being a minus, though, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's be a plus again. If you can go another, we went from minus five to plus five, that's 10. I'm not great at math. If you can go another 10, that's a pretty darn good year. Lindy, you led the team in plus minus last year, plus seven. You also blocked 17 shots, fifth most amongst all forwards last year.
Yeah, that's pretty good stats. I like it. That's only stats like that you can say probably, but yeah, I like blocking shots and being on the ice when we score is also a great feeling.
Is blocking shots as important in Sweden as it is here?
I'm from Poland.
Good point. Wrong guy. That's what I get for taking notes. All right, Lundy, you were plus seven. Blocked 17 shots. Fifth most amongst forwards. Blocking shots important in Sweden?
I guess they are.
How come I asked Jakob that question? I don't know. What is the biggest difference? Swedish hockey to U.S. hockey, and have you gotten accustomed to how we play the game over here?
I mean, obviously the bigger rink back home makes a big difference. Way faster pace, more physicality here. So, yeah, that's the main difference.
You're a big guy. You like physicality?
I don't mind it.
Jakob, let's get you the right question this time. Second amongst Beavers in blocking shots. We had 23 amongst forwards. What are the biggest differences, Polish hockey to U.S. hockey?
Probably that Minnesota has more ice rinks than Poland has hockey players. So USA, it's like it's dream country to play hockey, obviously. So that's why I get there, and I'm still developing.
Well, how many hockey players are there in Poland?
I don't know. Probably like I would say like less than 2,000, something like that. I think we were checking that with Yeri one time.
Well, there's definitely more than 2,000 rinks in Minnesota. So yeah, you're right on with that. Matias, Hermosa Beach, California, told me a story once, and I don't remember what relative it was, if it was your dad or uncle or grandpa or whoever it was, but who was in charge of the Kings practice facility?
My dad was the GM of the rink for a little bit there.
What was that like growing up with a bunch of NHLers around you every single day?
It was incredible. Obviously, if your dad's in that position, you're able to get a front row view of all the behind the scenes things that are going on with the best athletes in the world. So hard work and just the way they handle themselves and carry themselves was ingrained in me when I was just a young kid. So watching that, being there every day was a privilege for sure.
How much interaction did you have with them?
I'm not too sure. I think I would just be the little kid kind of behind the gate hoping to get some knuckles or something, maybe an autograph or two. So yeah, I would just go whenever any NHL teams were practicing, I'd head down there.
What did you learn about what it takes to be that caliber of a hockey player?
I think probably learned it later on in life at this later stages. Just how you need to prepare. That's probably the most important thing that I would say. Never take a day off. You always got to be the most competitive guy on the ice, most hardworking guy on the ice, and off the ice as well. So,
how did you train this offseason?
I'm pretty fortunate to still training at that practice facility. So,
is your dad still working there?
He's no longer there. But there's a lot of great players actually in the California scene now. So I've been very lucky to be able to skate with a lot of highly talented players. So do that, get in the gym, and just prepare my mind and body as best as I can.
Ladies and gentlemen, the junior class for the Beaver Men's hockey team. We'll head to Minnesota coming up on Sunday. Sophomores up next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, it's Brandon here with Rays Sport Marine. With beautiful Minnesota summers now in full send, our team here at Rays is ready to help you get on the water. We have a large inventory of your favorite London Crestliner fishing boats, as well as several crossover models that let you pull the family around on skis and tubes, all powered by Mercury Marine. Now through the month of July, we have huge savings on all stock pontoons. We have a large inventory of all your favorite Bennington and Viaggio pontoons. Let our team show you how affordable it is to own a new boat or pontoon. Stop in and check out our new showroom, Ray Sport Marine, located 5 miles west of Bemidji on Highway 2.
The Red Hot Summer Sale is on at St. Michael Furniture. Hi, this is Rob St. Michael, and everything in our huge five-store inventory is priced to go. Save up to half off on outdoor furniture, get a free bed frame or set of sheets with the purchase of a premium therapeutic sleep set. Sofas and dining sets start at $4.98. Check out our ad in your local paper or go to stmichaelfurniture.com for a $100 off coupon. There's free delivery and setup. St. Michael Furniture, Rugby, Botno, Devil's Lake, Bemidji, and East Grand Forks.
River City's weather.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 52. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 60. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast skies. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 69.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner.
Here on the Beaver Radio Network, Beaver men's hockey will open up the season on Sunday. It's hard to believe that another season is upon us. This will be my 20th year calling Beaver hockey, and to think of how this program has changed. Just to think of how this program has changed in 20 years. From the John Glass Fieldhouse and the CHA playing everybody in the league six times a year. I literally never had to memorize anybody on the opposition because we played them six times every year to playing in this beautiful facility now. The sophomore class is with us. Start down here with introductions.
I'm Mitchell Wolf from Andover, Minnesota, defenseman, and I'm majoring in business.
I'm Leighton Rode from Wiper Lake, Minnesota. I'm a forward and a finance major.
I'm Logan Atchison from Edmonton, Alberta, defenseman, and I'm majoring in business.
Hi, I'm Patrick Satosari from Jyväskylä, Finland. I'm a sport management major, and I'm a defenseman.
I'm Vince Corcoran from Plainfield, Illinois, defenseman and a finance major.
Hi, I'm Kirk Lanieri from Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm a forward and my major is exercise science.
I'm Adam Flamang from St. Michael, Minnesota. I'm a forward and my major is finance.
All right, we'll start with Mitch. You led BSU freshman defenseman last year, playing in 27 of the team's 36 games. That was third amongst all freshmen. As you played more and more often, how much did you settle down and have to think less and just go out and play the game?
I mean, yeah, getting more games under your belt definitely helps the mind and just helps slow everything down. So, yeah, it was huge. Just keep getting games, and, yeah, it helped a lot.
As a freshman, everything is so new. How long did it take before it just felt like hockey again?
I think getting practices early in the season and getting those first few games helped a lot. I think, yeah, just that was the main thing.
Adam, 2018 Class AA Minnesota State Tournament. Every Minnesota kid dreams of it. Did the reality of playing in that tournament reach the dream stage? Or were the dreams better than the actual games were?
Well, Jupes beat us 5-0, so kind of rained on our parade. But yeah, I mean, state tourney is obviously something every kid in Minnesota dreams of. So.
Was the game at the X a sellout? Every game there was a sellout, correct?
Always oh, yeah. Has been. I think we played in front of like 18,000 or something like that. We only lasted one game there, but...
You didn't have to break everybody's bubble here. You could have just said it was the greatest thing ever. Seriously, does anything ever live up to that? I mean, that's the pinnacle in this state, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely for high school kids. Obviously, the state tourney is everything. But, I mean, a Minnesota kid playing at Bemidji State or one of the schools in Minnesota is obviously a bigger dream than that.
Great answer, Adam. Patrick. Didn't make your first appearance until December of last year. What was waiting like?
It wasn't that easy, I'll tell you that. Yeah, it was definitely a struggle just knowing you're not going to play until like late first half of the year. But after you got going, just kind of eased into it a little bit and then started feeling good towards the end of the year.
How much rust did you have to kick off? You're used to playing all the time, and now you got to sit here and just practice and no play. That how rusty did you get?
Yeah, I felt a little bit rusty, not going to lie. But yeah, just looking forward to this year, being able to play right from the get-go, that's a good thing.
Logan, defending is such a focus in the game right now. You guys watch so darn much video right now. It's such a technical position. If you're off on your gap, boom, you're giving up a goal. How much better are you at that now than you were when you came in here a year ago?
Yeah, I think just the way that we play the game is really, really good to learn how to defend properly. And it's really like new level defending where we're trying to close gaps and close time and space and then get the puck back so we can go on offense. So I think I've definitely gotten better over that over the last year and a bit here.
Kirkland, you were a captain for Sioux City in the 2021-2022 season. You won the Clark Cup playoff. How did that playoff run and that intensity compare with the two games in the playoffs last year at Northern Michigan?
I think it was right up there with intensity. I mean, Clark Cup playoffs are always intense in that standard, but coming here to college, it's a lot tighter checking, so I think that's a big difference between those two.
Vince, stand up, please. I mean this really in a positive way, I do. 5'8", 160. You play a hell of a lot bigger than that. How do you do that?
I think just like my whole life growing up, I haven't really been the biggest guy. So from an early age, my dad has always just told me to play with a chip on my shoulder and not really worry about the other aspects. So I just kind of don't really worry about it and go out there and play my game.
Seems to have worked. Good job, Dad. Leighton Road. I almost ran out of room here on the page for all this stuff. CHA Rookie of the Week 5 times. CHA Rookie of the Month 2 times. First freshman to lead the team in scoring since Matt Reed in 2007. Now, I just got done saying I've been here for 20 years. Matt Reed is an old school player to me. You were 5 when he did that in 2007. Had you heard of Matt Reed before you walked on campus last year?
Yeah, I knew who he was. He obviously had a great career here and then obviously in the NHL. So, yeah, I knew who he was.
What does that mean to you? First freshman to lead the team in scoring since him.
I mean, it's pretty cool just to have my name with him. But it was obviously just not just me. I had a great group around me last year and was very fortunate to have some success.
You had a lot of help. How much did your line mates, how much did your teammates encompass that whole statistic?
Helped a lot. Coming in here was put with 2 older guys, so it made it a lot easier for me to make the transition, obviously, for the first few games. And then with the injuries, kind of get thrown around with everybody, but everyone was bought in and had a great group of guys, so made it easy.
All right, we're going to go rapid fire here, down at the end, all the way down to this end. You get the good fortune of thinking about this a lot longer than they do down on that end. Favorite road trip last year and why?
I think Michigan Tech. It was just a strong start to the year, and the drive up there was just beautiful. So
didn't hurt it was 75 degrees there.
Yeah.
It will never be 75 in Houghton again for a hockey series.
Never again.
Leighton?
Same question?
Yep.
I'd probably have to say Michigan Tech, too.
Because you scored a bunch of goals.
Yeah. it was a good weekend for the team. The atmosphere in that rink is unbelievable. It was pretty cool.
I'm going to go with Michigan Tech, too. I think it was just a good first road trip, a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, and the food we get there is pretty good, too.
All right. At least we're getting a different answer because he didn't start playing till December.
Yeah, I'm going to have a different answer here. I'm going to say Cato in Cato because of the sweep.
Good answer.
I'm going to have to follow up with Patty Mankato. Definitely.
Mine was Bowling Green. I know we got swept there, but their atmosphere there is real intense.
I'm going to have to go with Mankato. The sweep, and then obviously Lufty scoring the game winner was pretty special.
As a teammate, what was that like to watch?
I mean, he grew up in Mankato. His whole family's there, friends, girlfriends, everything, and just scoring.
Whoa.
I meant girlfriend. Sorry, Gretchen. Girlfriend.
Lufty.
No.
Girlfriend.
I don't know if congratulations are in order or not. Ladies and gentlemen, your sophomore class. We get to meet the freshmen coming up next to the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Hi, Dan the GM man. Don't just drive by, stop by. Come check out the new look of the 2023 Chevy and GMC trucks, along with many other Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inventory levels are increasing, and 2023 is looking like a great year. So don't just drive by, stop by. Donlinger Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads.
Better cars, better service for the best customers. Donlinger GM.
Wes's Plumbing is a proud sponsor of BSU Beaver Sports. They're the only number you need for the highest quality plumbing services, 751-9710. They take pride in doing honest work and doing it right. There isn't a plumbing problem Wes's can't fix quickly and completely at a price that won't break the bank. Call 751-9710. Everything you want in a plumber and more since 1964. Go Beavers!
Wes's Plumbing, you get the job done right.
When you're ready to leave your garage like a NASCAR driver, but you can't get your garage door up.
If you can't get it up, call Gaslin. Gaslin Garage Door.
With fully stocked vehicles, they're ready for almost any situation. And that means they can get it up. Call Gaslin Garage Door, and there's a good chance one trip is all they'll need. Call Gaslin Garage Door.
Call 556-1517. Gaslin Garage Door.
River City's weather.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 52. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 60. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast skies. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford. Get the latest weather updates online at minnesotadailyweather.com. Right now, it's 69.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the 17th Annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. I remember when Tom asked me 8-9 years ago, Schultze, can we maybe put the spaghetti dinner on the radio? And I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? We can't have people eating on the radio. And he explained what his idea was for this event. And I'm like, you know what? That's a really, really good idea, Tom. So I'm glad that... you brought that to me so many years ago, and I'm glad that we've been able to do this since then. I always feel a little guilty to this group. It's the first time they've ever seen me. They don't know who I am. They don't know who any of you are really yet. But I hope by watching the first three groups that were up here that they know what's in store for them. Introductions for the freshman class.
I'm Raythan Robbins, a goalie from Anchorage, Alaska, and majoring in exercise science.
I'm Liam Engström, Surahammar, Sweden, forward and economics general.
My name is Casper Magnussen from Fredrikstad, Norway. I'm a forward and sports management major.
I'm Jake McLean. I'm a forward from North Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I'm a business administration major.
I'm Eric Polkamp from Baxter, Minnesota, defenseman, and I'm undecided for my major yet.
I'm Reese Chittenden from Campbellville, Ontario, a business and entrepreneurship major and a forward.
Noah Quinn from Nelson, British Columbia. I'm a forward and sports management major.
All right, Noah, we're going to start with you. I don't very often get to be privy to recruiting conversations amongst the coaches. It's one thing the radio guy is not supposed to report on is who's coming on a visit and all that stuff until they're actually signed and are here. When you travel on the road with the team, those lines can get blurred a little bit. Britt, I'm sorry I just said admitted that. A little bit. Okay. This particular recruiting story comes from the year after COVID. So I was back to traveling with the team. That first year of COVID, I didn't travel with the team at all, so the freshman class I literally never met until they were sophomores. So I'm traveling with the team. My seat on the bus is right behind Tom. Travis is right across there. Assistant coaches, everybody else around us. We spent the entire trip to Marquette, Michigan. 7 hours on a bus. Tom, Travis, the travel agent. They are trying to figure out a way to get Noah here on a visit. Because to get across the border from Canada, you had to pass a test. Dear Lord, if you got COVID while you were here, you had to stay for a week and a half. Then they had to figure out a way to get him back home. Literally, it took 7 hours. Noah, I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but the next week I asked Travis Winter, I said, did Noah get here? Yep. Is he coming here? Yep. Is he going to be an All-American? Because that seven-hour conversation just to get him across the border, this kid better be pretty darn special. Not to put too much pressure on you. You ready to be an All-American here?
Yeah, hopefully.
That was a really long lead-in to a question for yep. In 110 games as a junior player, he scored 108 points. Point a game. Tom, does that get you to be somewhat All-American status by the time you're done? Point a game? Why have you always been a goal scorer and a point production guy?
Yeah, I think just my junior team, it was an expansion team, so I was kind of fortunate with that. And I got a lot of opportunities, so I think that was a big factor in it. And then, yeah, just got some success and some good luck, a little mixture of everything.
How much did your line mates help you? How much did your teammates help you?
Yeah, they were huge, actually. My first year there, one of my line mates is on Wisconsin, so I might see him next weekend. But, yeah, no, he played a huge help. And then my other line mate, he's in Cranbrook still, and he's going to Bowling Green, so I might see his face as well.
Liam, another recruiting story from the road. I don't even remember where we were headed. It was the entire trip figuring out how to get Gibby to Sweden to go see you play. Coach Gibbons is no longer with the team. He is retired. How much was a factor in that relationship you got with Mike, though, in making you and your family feel comfortable that Bemidji State's the place to be?
I think it was really good to get a good relationship with Mike. He helped me a lot and make me feel safe with the choice to come over here and start studying and play hockey here. So I'm grateful for that. And
without that relationship, are you here?
What?
Without that relationship, are you here?
Probably not. I mean, it was good for me to make to get to know about like the program here from Mike and also from Tom and Travis. So without them, we're probably sitting here.
You played for Sweden's national under 20 team. What was that experience like?
It was good. Of course, I like to play hockey, so it's good.
Reese, almost 2 points a game in the regular season in the Ontario Junior Hockey League, named the most improved player in the OJ last year. What led to your improvement?
Just a lot of hard work, and obviously I had a great team behind me. All my line mates and coaching staff last year helped me develop into the player that I was.
For the fans out here, how darn good is the OJ?
That can be a controversial topic. Very controversial.
Who here is intrigued to find out the answer to this next question? Why?
Sorry, why is it controversial?
Yeah.
There's a lot of players' dads who buy teams, and I'll leave it there.
Gotcha. On the ice, how good are the players?
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's junior hockey in Canada, so it's obviously great hockey in my perspective. Controversial topic again. But, yeah, no, I it's pretty much what I knew. I played there for almost 4 years, so I thought it was great hockey, but I'm ready to experience great hockey in Minnesota this year. So
great answer. That statement wasn't controversial at all. That's just fact. Eric, I don't know if how many in the room here know. I spent 2 or 3 years in Brainerd working in radio there. I got smart, came to Bemidji. How come you were smarter than the rest of your family and you came to Bemidji? Because that's the smart decision.
Yeah, it's obviously super close to home, so just can't complain.
You are a goal scoring defenseman. Offense comes from the back line in different ways. What makes you successful from the blue line?
I just try to get pucks through. Just try not to get them blocked by the forwards like Lundy. But that's pretty much it.
Okay, why'd you single out Lundy? How many shots has he blocked of yours already?
Just a couple.
Gotcha. Jake, played in the BCHL, the USHL, and the North American League. That's a lot of experiences. What could you take from each of those leagues and apply it here to college hockey?
Yeah, I think, being pushed out from COVID, having to go down to the States, leaving home earlier than I probably would have, was like a big learning experience for me. But at the end of the day, like, hockey's hockey. It's the same game.
Is it played the same in those three leagues?
No, not really. It's a little bit more physical in the North American. I think just taught me different ways to create and generate offense.
Casper, you played for the Norwegian national team. Who are the most famous players on your team that we might know of here?
I played some senior games with Lexan 2 years ago, and it's a player called Marek Rivik, Slovakian player. He's really good.
How'd you play with a Slovakian in Norway?
I've actually lived the last 3 years in Sweden playing hockey there. And I played with Marek Rivik some games. So.
All right. How did Bemidji State find you?
I don't know. Tom and Travis called me last year. And then we started having contact.
Had you ever heard of a Bemidji at that point?
No.
Once you got here, what'd you think of Bemidji?
I think it's real nice here. It's quite similar to what I'm used to with the weather and everything. So everything.
It gets to 50 below back home?
What is that?
It gets to 50 below zero Fahrenheit at home?
Not that cold, so I'm not.
Then it's not like back home.
Oh.
Don't worry, you'll be inside the building most of the time. Raythan, from Anchorage, Alaska. You played in the North American League and the USHL. Every goalie, when they get to college, is at a different spot in their development. Where are you? Where do you see yourself fitting in and pressing for playing time and helping this team?
I think I got two really good goalie partners, so I think we push each other really well, and just to learn from them and their experiences has been awesome. So I'm just going to show up every day and try to improve, play my best, and push the other two, and I would hope nothing more but that they're going to do the same to me.
Where do you think you need to improve the most?
Just kind of adapting to the college game. It's different from every league you play in, so adapting to that, skating-wise, and just the pace of play.
For all of you, we're going to go right down the line here. Your first thoughts when you got to Bemidji? On the city, on the program, on everything?
It's a great program. Obviously, super close community, and happy to be here.
same as Raythan. It's a small city, and I think the program is good.
Your first thoughts on Bemidji?
I think it's very good. The program is good, and obviously the team is very good. So
you have a microphone in that hand, you know. Yeah.
Nice lake, small town.
That works.
Been here a couple of times, but nothing like Brainerd, though.
I take back the part of you being smart.
It's a bigger town than I'm used to at home, but it seems like a pretty tight-knit community like where I'm from, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, a small town like home and a big hockey community, which is pretty cool to see.
To all seven of you, welcome to Bemidji. This hour just flies by every single year. I thank the guys for being such good sports as they've been. Take a little ribbon. To Eric, maybe not so much ribbon. One quick introduction here. For those of you that were maybe listening 2 weeks ago, the Beaver Radio Network did start our hockey season with the women's team 2 weeks ago. Rob Aiken, if you can give a stand or a wave or... New play-by-play broadcaster for the Beaver Radio Network for Beaver women's hockey games. He'll be on the call this weekend for the RPI series, and we'll travel the Beavers throughout the course of the season. So we are happy to bring you all of not only Beaver men's hockey, but women's hockey. We've got two soccer broadcasts this week on the Beaver Radio Network. Football is off this weekend, but we'll have the two soccer, two women's hockey, and the men's hockey broadcast for you. Head to beaverradionetwork.com anytime you need info on the Beavs and where to listen. All season long. Thanks to all of you for joining us tonight. Thanks for your support for Beaver Athletics. We couldn't do it without you. And look forward to seeing you here at the Sanford Center coming up for the Icebreaker in 2 weeks.
You've been listening to a special sports presentation of the Beaver Radio Network with broadcast rights granted by Bemidji State University. Any rebroadcast is strictly prohibited. For more information, log on to beaverradionetwork.com. The executive director of the Beaver Radio Network is Mark Ritchie. The broadcast engineer of the Beaver Radio Network is Roger Pasquin. For Brian Schultz, Brian Bissonette, Kelly Schultz, and everyone at the Beaver Radio Network, thanks for listening to your home for Beaver Sports. We are the Beaver Radio Network. WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Duck, Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station. Yeah.